My doctor told me it was the worst case of herpes he'd ever seen. That's a direct quote from Halle Berry at a Day of Unreasonable Conversation Summit last month with First Lady Dr. Jill Biden. Yes, the Halle Berry. Apparently the 57-year-old Oscar-winning actress, who opened up about her experiences with perimenopause, shared how her doctor had mistaken her symptoms of vaginal dryness for an STD. She went on to say, quote, I realized after the fact that it was a symptom of perimenopause. My doctor had no knowledge and he didn't prepare me. What the f***? If A-list celebrities can't get a proper diagnosis, what chance do the rest of us have? I cannot tell you how many women I've actually talked to going through perimenopause that are frustrated, ignored, and have even been gaslighted by their doctors. Like Jennifer C., who wrote this recent 5-star review for the podcast. She says, it's amazing how much we don't know when it comes to our hormones and health. I love how Monica breaks down all things hormonal in a non-medical, conversational style. She's a great sounding board for women to get further information that their doctors might not be sharing with them, encouraging us to do our own research and getting back in touch with what our bodies are telling us. Oh, Jennifer, thank you so much for that review. And I would love it if you're loving this podcast to also leave a rating and review. It's the number one way you can support the show. Ladies, this whole blowing off our symptoms, misdiagnosing us, not understanding perimenopause, it's a real thing. It's not in your head. It's not just your experience. In fact, according to a recent survey by the North American Menopause Society, 45%, that's like almost half of all women, have felt that their healthcare provider did not take their symptoms seriously. What in the hello menopause is going on here? In today's episode, I'm going to spill the tea on a taboo topic. How much do doctors really know about perimenopause? And I'm going to share with you 6 reasons why your doctor may be dismissing your symptoms. Welcome to Are You There Midlife? It's me, Monica. Hi, I'm Monica Topetti, wife, mom, health coach, and hormone imbalance survivor. And I'm on a mission to help women in midlife balance hormones naturally without drugs, doctors, or divorce. Are you tired of dealing with heavy, painful periods that look like a crime scene? Are you sick of struggling with anxiety, fatigue, or brain fog that... What was I just saying? Are you frustrated doing all the things to lose weight, but still packing on pounds faster than a Real Housewife changes Birkins? Girl, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I spill the tea on what to expect in perimenopause and beyond. From IBS to insomnia, bloating to funky body odor, I'll unpack all the weird stuff happening inside our midlife bodies. Plus, give you the latest science and holistic solutions to manage it all. So ditch the Spanx and hop on board the Hot Mess Express. Let's do this. Hey, beautiful. Welcome back to the show. Perimenopause. You know, it looks different for every woman. Some women experience no symptoms. God bless you. While others experience a full-blown meno-apocalypse. Most of us, we fall somewhere in between. But one thing's for certain, every woman goes through it. In fact, more than 1 billion women worldwide will have experienced perimenopause by 2025. So why then do some doctors still seem, well, clueless about how to recognize it, let alone treat it? The first reason why your doctor may be dismissing your perimenopause symptoms is because there's no test for it. Nope. 1 billion women and no accurate testing method to diagnose perimenopause. Now, there is a test for menopause, and that involves measuring your FSH. That's your follicle stimulating hormone. Basically, that's the hormone that stimulates the ovaries to release an egg during ovulation. But FSH tests can really be misleading during menopause. That's because our hormones are constantly fluctuating. So when it comes to getting a definitive diagnosis, you're probably going to get... The second reason why your doctor may be dismissing your perimenopause symptoms is because symptoms can often mimic other health issues and be mistaken for something else entirely. The first common misdiagnosis of perimenopause is stress, especially if your symptoms include heart palpitations, anxiety, or panic attacks. Because after your hormone labs come back normal, your doctor decides your symptoms must be all in your head. So he gives you a prescription for meditation and Xanax and sends you on your way while your heart feels like it's going to jump out of your chest. The second most common misdiagnosis of perimenopause is depression. Sure, perimenopause may cause mood swings because we're on a hormonal roller coaster, but that doesn't mean we are clinically depressed. Fun fact, I was experiencing all four of these perimenopause symptoms: heart palpitations, anxiety, panic attacks, and mood swings when I was diagnosed and given a prescription for Wellbutrin. Reason three why your doctor may be dismissing your perimenopause symptoms is because perimenopause affects multiple systems of the body, making it really difficult to diagnose. There are 34 documented symptoms of perimenopause alone. And these symptoms, they affect multiple systems of the body, including the reproductive, endocrine, nervous, immune, excretory, cardiovascular, skeletal, and muscular systems. So no one medical specialty wants to own or lay claim to the treatment or diagnosis of perimenopause or menopause. I see it all the time. I cannot tell you how many clients I've had who've been passed from one specialist to the next. They're trying to rule out major disease. I get it. Allergists, dermatologists, endocrinologists, cardiologists, neurologists. But they only wind up back at their primary care doctor, who pats them on the back and says, "Good news! Nothing is wrong with you!" The fourth reason why your doctor may be dismissing your perimenopause symptoms is because they don't get enough training in medical school. It's true. Doctors spend years studying anatomy, physiology, biology, pharmacology. But when it comes to women's health and our hormones, they're just not prepared. According to a recent study, only 20% of OBGYN residency programs provide any kind of perimenopause or menopause training to doctors. And most of those courses, they're electives. In fact, the same study found that nearly 80% of all medical residents admitted they felt barely comfortable even discussing perimenopause, let alone treating it. Which brings us to reason number five why your doctor may be dismissing your perimenopause symptoms. Doctors are limited to the tools in their toolbox. Psychologist Abraham Maslow once said, "To a man with a hammer, everything looks like a nail." This cognitive bias known as the law of the instrument, or Maslow's hammer, results in an over-reliance on a familiar tool. What do I mean by this? In the world of medicine, the hammer is usually drugs, hormones, or surgery, since doctors have practically zero training in nutrition or supplementation. So they resort to symptom management rather than getting to the root cause of your symptoms. Feeling anxious? Here's a pill. Can't sleep? Here's another pill. Sound familiar? And lastly, the sixth and final reason why your doctor may be dismissing your perimenopause symptoms is lack of research and gender bias. Yep, there's also a big old dose of gender bias women have to contend with when it comes to just being heard, let alone receiving proper medical treatment. That's because for more than a century, women's health issues have been historically sidelined or brushed under the rug. In fact, it wasn't until 2016, just 8 years ago, that the National Institutes of Health began requiring gender to be considered as a biological variable in any studies it funded. Translation? Most medical research studies to date are based solely on men. So what can we do to help educate traditional medicine doctors about perimenopause? Well, short of starting a move-on petition or GoFundMe to finance more women-based research studies, the best thing we can do is to educate ourselves about perimenopause and menopause. And girl, let me tell you right now, you are not some whiny, crazy woman whose symptoms are all in your head. And no one, especially your doctor, should make you feel like you are. Okay, here's some good news. Finally, there's actually a lot you can do to balance your hormones naturally, relieve perimenopause symptoms, and even get rid of stubborn hormonal weight. And it all starts with taking charge of your health, so you can call the shots and make the decisions about what's right for you and your body. Are you tired of getting lab results back that say your hormones are fine, even though you don't feel like yourself? Are you frustrated with doctors who brush you off and think your symptoms are all in your head? Or misdiagnose you and send you home with a prescription for an SSRI or antidepressant? Then click the link in the show notes and take my free 5-minute hormone quiz. It's developed by 3 functional medicine doctors, and it's a self-assessment that evaluates your age, your menstrual cycle, and perimenopause and menopause symptoms to give you and your doctor the clarity you need about what's really going on with you and your hormones. Finally, I'd like to wrap up today with this week's thump on the head, which comes from actress Halle Berry, who said, "I decided I was going to skip perimenopause altogether. I thought, I'm in great shape. I'm healthy. I managed to get myself off of insulin and manage my diabetes since I was 20 years old. So that makes one think, oh, I can handle menopause. I'm going to skip that whole thing." Hey, friend. Can I call you friend? Because I already feel like we're friends in my head. Did this podcast teach you something, make you laugh, or feel less like an alien? If so, I would be so incredibly grateful if you could take just 60 seconds to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the number one way you can thank me and support the show. Until next week, stay cool and keep away from sharp objects.